I've only been painting for a couple of years now, so more so the last year and a half. First 6 months, it was more doodling and learning the relationship between your paints and your brushes, and then I started really getting into it, and I started my first four or five paintings. They were sort of traditional, a lot of animal base, and from my country, South Queensland. I've ventured out, and as I've got further, especially last sort of half a year, I've full found my style, and I go more colourful art instead of traditional colours. I still use traditional colours here and there, a lot of my dot work and my cross-hatching. Don't get me wrong, I love the traditional art, and that's our roots, you know, so... But,
they're more ochre colours, hey?
That's correct.
Yep. Yeah, more dust earth colours.
Yep, your red ochres, your yellow ochres, yep.
Yeah, so I can see you got like green there, bright green, and then purple and black.
Yeah, that's sort of my modern twist on culture. So I think every artist comes into their own, and once you get your own contrast, and yeah, you stick with what flows, I suppose, and you hone your technique. Had some good guidance from some of the elders, so you know it's a bit about, you know, learning. You've got to have a relationship with the brushes and the paints, and you just got to get your hands dirty and actually get to friendship with the brushes and the paints and the canvas. I'll sit down, I'll tape a blank canvas to a desk, and I'll sort of sit on it for a half a day or a day and decide on what I want to do and get a rough idea, and then I pencil it out and then I start painting. And you'll be surprised, like, we've got a lot of time on our hands here, so it just sort of flows once you get started. But at the very start of the year, the boys in here will know, or in most prisons, we had a big lockdown, you know, so it was like over 30 days stuck in our cells. And when we got out of that lockdown, I tried to go back to my painting, and I was stuck for about, honestly, it was nearly a month and a half before I got back into my groove. And I couldn't understand what was wrong at the start, but it was just when you're locked in a 6 metre by 3 metre cell for over a month.
Yep, it restricts your spirit.
Yeah, 100%.
You have to work your spirit back up to sort of move around freely again, hey?
Yeah.